Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm. I like that little part it says, and we're going to talk about that tonight, make His glory known. His glory should never be in a box. We should always give God praise for what He does, and that's what I want to talk about tonight. If y'all could pull up in the media room, give me one verse, and I'm going to read the rest of it and let them be seated. Verse 15 of Luke 17 and 15, if you could just pull that one up. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. I want to teach you from this thought, no longer one of them. No longer one of them. Lord, I come before you this evening. I ask for your blessings and your mercy. We're thankful for the miracles that we've heard about today and that's going on right here in this church and around the earth. Thank God the same God that opened up the Red Sea is the same God that heals a baby and that heals an old lady. Amen. You're the same God. Thank the Lord for what you're doing. We appreciate it in the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to go back now and read to you Luke 17 and 11, the whole passage, and we're going to discuss it a little bit. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem, speaking of Jesus, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, now this is not quiet, this is loud, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They no doubt heard about Jesus and what he could do. And so with a loud voice at a great distance, they say, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, in other words, they got his attention, he said to them, no doubt with a loud voice also, so that they could hear him, go shew yourselves unto the priest, plural. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. Wow. I just kind of imagine every step was a little better and a little better and a little better till they were cleansed. But the verse 15 changes the whole dynamic of the whole thing. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet. How many of you like to put your face at somebody's feet? Giving him thanks. And he was one of those, you know, Samaritans. And Jesus answering said, it made him realize, he asked a question. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger, this one. And he said unto him, notice not unto them, he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I want to talk about no longer one of them. Amen. What in this passage of Scripture, and I'm sure you've already gleaned it, separated him out from the rest of the them? There were 10 lepers that cried out with a loud voice, asking Jesus for mercy. And when he saw that they were crying out with a loud voice, now you have to understand, they were afar off. And the reason they were afar off, because lepers could not get close to anyone, lest they would infect them. So the law was, you had to stay a stone's throw. That meant you could stone them if they got too close. So if you could hit them with a rock, they were too close. And so they saw Jesus, knowing what he could do. They cry out with a loud voice. Imagine 10 voices all at one time. Jesus, our master, have mercy on this, on us. And when he saw them, all 10 of them, he said to them, go show yourself to the priest, and it's plural, because they had to go through this ritual of showing themselves to the priest, because they could not come back into society until they were cleansed and released by the priest. But one of them, as they traveled, they were all getting healed. They were all getting better as they were going to show themselves to the priest. No doubt they were beginning to see some of the spots perhaps get smaller and smaller and smaller until finally one of them realized, in fact, I believe they all realized, I'm well. I'm free of this disease. But one of them out of the 10 turns back with a loud voice to glorify God. All 10 of them lifted up their voice saying what they wanted. Only one of them lifted up their voice with thanksgiving. I've got a point here. It was easy to lift up their voice and say, heal me! But it's another thing to say, thank you! Only one thank you, 9 others silent. Which brings me to us today. I wonder if you will magnify God with the same magnitude you prayed to him. We're still squirming from last service, if you hadn't noticed. You pray so diligently for healing. You pray so diligently for finances. You pray so diligently for a job. You pray so diligently for a spouse. Thank him as long as you prayed about it. With the same magnitude, the same zeal, with the same loud voice, you ask him, with the same tears that you cried to get it, cry thanksgiving tears. Or are you one of them? Maybe you're one of them. No, I'm preaching no longer one of them. And so I'm afraid if we're not careful, we pray diligently, we'll fast diligently. When's the last time, and I'm preaching to myself some, when's the last time I fasted to thank, in order to thank him for something? Oh, we've never thought about that, have we? Never ever have we thought to fast to thank him. We always fast to get it. Never fast to thank him. Wow, that's something to dwell on, isn't it? We pray so hard about getting it, but when we get it, we don't. We said, thank you, Lord. 10 lepers lifted up their voice in the very beginning because of 2 reasons. Number one, they couldn't get close because of what I've already mentioned, being infected. They would infect him. Or they were afraid they could infect people, so they stayed a great distance. And so they lifted up their voice in order to get his attention. And Jesus had to lift up his voice to tell them what to do so they could hear him. So I would imagine he shouted back with the same loud voice, go show yourself to the priest. And this again was part of the law so they could get back into society. And as they went, the Bible says, I preached a sermon, I hope you remember it, somewheres along the way. You remember that? Somewhere, you know, a lot of things that's happened to me in my life. I can't tell you the day and the hour like I can the day that I got the Holy Ghost. I can tell you the place. I can show you the place the Lord saved me, as the old song says. But I can tell you this. I suffered from sinuses. My mom is my witness. I'm telling you, it was terrible. And before that, they was even popular about taking these shots, you know. She was driving me to Beaumont, and they'd prick you with about 100 different things. And by the time they get through telling you what you was allergic to, there was nothing to eat. Anybody went through that? Dr. Pettit did that? Pity Pettit. I'm telling you, they pricked me hundreds, if thousands of times. No help. I took medication, you name it, I took it. No help. Got out of, this went all the way through dental school, even into marriage. I got 2 witnesses. No help. But somewhere along the way, I can't tell you when it happened, but I know it happened. And almost nothing bothers me now. It wasn't a slam bam miracle like maybe we're hearing about today, but somewheres along my journey, I go, you know, I haven't, it's been a couple weeks, 3 months, it's been, and I realized that just walking with him, just obeying him was what he was wanting me to do. It wasn't one of them slam dunk miracles, but it was a miracle. Amen. And sometimes you just got to keep walking. You got to keep talking. You got to keep believing. Keep headed in the right direction. And as I journeyed, he healed me. And there's been many others. And so these guys were just headed back to do what they were told to do in hopes that they would be healed when by the time they got the priest. Because to show yourself to the priest, they're hoping by the time I get there, he'll say, you're cleansed. But we don't even know what happened to the other nine, except they got healed too. But this one guy who was part of them became a him. It needs to be about you and Jesus. I preach to all of you, but you should take it personal. You shouldn't say, well, he's really stepping on. No, I'm talking to you. That's the way we should always take it. And this man was one of them until he turned back. And while they're headed to that priest, those priests, he was headed back to the priest. That's quite a thought right there. As they were headed to go to the worldly priest, the carnal priest who were really crucifying Christ, this man recognized he's the priest. He's the one I need to show myself to. And so he goes back and separates himself from them. I'm just kind of making this up as I go. I just imagine there's 10 of them going, and I just think they were all getting well at the same time. I just believe they all go, you well? Yeah, I'm well. Wow, we're all well. And one of them says, I'm going back, but the others didn't go. They had to see him leave. They had to notice, now there's one of us is not here. They had to notice this guy's going back, but they're like, oh, I'm well. Is it really about that? Or is it about thanking the one who said, go show yourself to the priest? What's more important, your healing or his glorification? We sang the song, make his glory known. Oh God, help us tonight. He lifted up his voice, and listen close, I want you to hear this. He lifted up his voice because he was a great distance. Now he's at his feet still lifting up his voice. The Bible says, and he lifted up his voice and glorified God and fell at his feet. He's still excited. He's still talking loud. Do we lift up our problems more than we lift up our solution? See, they lifted up their voice, say, hey, I need help over here. But do we lift up our voice, say, thank God I got help over here. Thank the Lord. With the same magnitude. Thank y'all, some of this is sinking in. With the same magnitude that he put effort to get it, he began to thank him with the same degree. It fell at his feet. He wasn't even supposed to come within a stone's throw. He's well. He's showing himself to the priest. I wonder about us this evening, if we will give God his due glory for the things he does for us, or will we, 5 minutes and we're done, we're still going. What you heard tonight, Brother George, you should be able to tell that with the same intensity a week from now, a year from now, when the boy's 15 years old and gets driver's license, remind him of that miracle. When he's 18 years old and gets out of high school, to remind him of that miracle. The Bible says that Joshua, when he got across the Red Sea, they stacked the stones up. Why? To remind them of that miracle. Son, tell your children's children what God did for you. Don't minimize how we crossed this Red Sea one day when there was no way out. Tell that story with the same. Oh, I'm telling you, Pharaoh was coming on the back of us, mountains on the Red Sea. Just don't let the excitement of what God has done for you quit telling the story. Don't be one of them who becomes leper-free, cancer-free, heartache-free, worry-free, and never give God his due glory. Jesus looked at this man and he asked the question. I thought, were there not 10 of you, of them? Where are the 9? It's still them. They're still them. But this guy, now he talks to him. Amen. Then Jesus said, there was 10 others. There's 10, 9 others. And there's not found but this one stranger, this one guy who come back to give God the glory that he deserves. And Jesus looked at him and he said something to the one that the 9 did not get. He said, arise, go thy way. See, that's what the priest would tell them, to go their way. Go thy way, but this time, thy faith has made thee whole. Let me tell you, it's something to be free of leprosy is one thing. To be whole is another thing. To be whole means I am well in every way. Not just leprosy way. I'm well in everything. The other 9, I guess they kept their miracle. I hope they did. And I hope they went to the priest. And I hope they told the priest what happened. But this man walked away as not one of them. I want you tonight to, I'm hoping to encourage you to not be one of them that holds back. Not be one of them that waits on somebody else to praise the Lord. Not be one of them to start giving. Not be one of them waiting on somebody else. This man, when he saw that he was cleansed, he didn't say, what do you guys want to do? He just turned around and said, man, I'm going back. You come with me or don't come with me. I'm going back. But if we're going to wait on the 9, you'll still be one of them. You'll still be one of them. God wants you to glorify him. And when he told the man that he was whole, what he's telling him is, this is kind of a saying, keep the change. Keep the change. You'll be able to keep what I have changed. Whereas the other guys, I don't know what happened. We don't even know. This man, because he came back and gave God glory, we know his full story. He walked away whole and complete in every way. And I'm afraid if we're not careful, we don't fully realize that when God heals us, restores us, saves us, and does things for us, that he at the same time can make you whole. The same God that heals you of one thing can heal you of everything. The Bible says that he that is sick, let him call for the elders of the church, and the elders shall pray for you, anoint him with oil, and they shall say, and if he committed any sins, he shall heal him in every way, soul and body. There is only one thing that God wants out of you. But there's so many things we want out of God. There's so many things that we want out of God. I heard my wife, it finally caught on, I guess, after 35 years. And not to say that she didn't catch on earlier. But I heard her saying, thank God I got hot water. Thank God I don't have to go out to use the restroom. See? We should not minimize those little things. Brother and Sister Weaver, you lost your hot water there for a while. I guarantee you was thanking God when electricity was back on and the water tank was fixed. And yeah, amen. You forget about that. But I will tell you, as hardly a day goes by, I don't turn that water on. I feel that warm. I say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I got hot water. There's some places that would drink the water that we let go down the drain. There's one thing that God is seeking, and unfortunately, it's not what you're seeking. And until you seek and he seeks are the same thing, you can read that scripture all you want to, ask what you will and it shall be done. But you got to seek what he's seeking. And what he's seeking is one thing, worshipers. The only thing he says he seeks is worship. He seeks to save that which was lost because the lost will worship him. If you save somebody, they will worship you. You take my wife and I, again, I don't know why I use her so much in my sermons, but she's so good to use. She reminded me the other day how I got stranded out in the Big Burns. And Brother Mark, you need to hear that. I got stranded out there in the Big Burns, and my motor went out. It just was out there, and I was by myself, and we were not been married long. And no cell phones, yeah, none of that. And so I got out there, and I wasn't too far out, but there was nobody there. And my motor, they churned up some of that mud in there, and the pump went out. And the skeeters, tell you something. And I'm like, I am a dead man. There is no way out here. I can't paddle out of this thing. It's too far. There's a ship channel. They were covering me. If you ever been out there dark, they cover you. And miles away, God sent somebody. I heard a, and it wasn't a mosquito. No, it wasn't a mosquito. It was somebody that was coming. And they were late. You have to be out of there at sunset. It's like almost complete dark. And that little kept getting, you think when they got close to me, I said, oh, no, 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 no. Have mercy on me. Lord Jesus, help me. Wow, what's wrong? I said, man, my motor went out. He had a rope, towed me. Let me tell you something. My billfold didn't have not one George Washington in it after they got through. I hand them everything in it. I could have said, well, thank y'all a lot. I appreciate it. No, sir. Everything in it. I don't know how much it was. They may still be counting it. I don't know. But everything in it. Because I was so grateful. And see, she reminded me of that just a few days ago. We're still talking about that day that happened. And I'm thanking God for it again tonight. Never, never let what God does for you die. Keep it alive. It's things you need to rehearse in your mind at all times. So the Lord, and let me hurry. The Lord is looking for worshipers. John 4:21, Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh. It's coming when ye shall neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem worship the Father or God. Ye worship, you know not what. You don't even know what you're worshiping. You're worshiping, but you don't know who or why or how. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. And again, he says, but the hour cometh, and now is. It cometh, and it now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. He said, the hour cometh, and it now is. You see, you have to worship him like what's coming now is. I don't know if you're catching that. You have to praise him now for what's coming. It's just like it now is. So when you're still sick, thank you, Jesus. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm feeling better already. Now, let me tell you something. This is the truth. Last night I laid down, and I don't sleep. I never sleep a whole night. It's just I'm up and down and up and down all night long. And so, but when I go to bed, many times I'll lay there and I'll pray, hopefully pray myself to sleep. Sometimes it doesn't work. But I lay there, and I was praying and laying and thanking the Lord for everything I could think of and all. And after a while, I said, Lord, I need such an. And I started telling about some troubles or whatever that I deal with, and I started feeling bad. It was a different feeling. I'm like, he's telling me something. So I started worshiping again. I started feeling good again, and then I started praying about my own self, and I started feeling bad again. Are you catching what I'm trying to tell you? You want to feel good? Worship him. And so the scripture came to my mind. He says, I know what you need before you ask. So why do you keep asking? Why do you keep telling me? He talked about the widow woman who the king, he told the king, and the king said, I better go ahead and avenge her of her adversaries because she's going to keep troubling me. He said, how much sooner would your heavenly Father do this? So what I'm trying to help you tonight is just start worshiping him. Just start praising him. You'll feel better immediately rather than keep, because anytime you rehearse your problems, I've had a few problems in life, and it wasn't long ago where I was talking to someone, and they said, hey, what happened in that such and such situation years ago? And so I said, tell me what happened. I said, tell me what happened. And it wasn't long, I felt terrible, I was crying, and I'm like, this is what happened. I felt terrible. And said, what I should have said was, brother, that's all under the blood. Praise God. I'm doing so wonderful and great about it. The Lord really helped me. I need to send everybody thank you cards that did me wrong. Hey, praise the Lord. Because I'm over it until I rehearse it. You see, so when you start rehearsing, Lord, I need this, and I'm going through this, and Lord, they're doing this to me, you're bringing yourself down. But when you begin to praise him, Lord, I know some way, somehow, if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, that they would have swallowed me up quickly when their wrath was kindled against me. But I thank God they never prevailed against me. And you begin to worship him, you start feeling better. Oh, my God. Let me give you quickly the litmus test to see if you're one of them. Mark 6:1 says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you're one of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. As you know, in this church, I don't like to take pledges. I don't want you to raise your hand, tell me how much you're giving. People help people all the time in this church, just secretly, and I thank God for it. And your reward is with you. But when you say, well, I'm going to give this, you just got your reward. You just got it, and you got it from them rather than him. Therefore, when thou, separate yourself from them. When thou doest thine alms, no longer one of them. Do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that ye may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou doest alms, let not thine left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Let me tell you, brother, you're sitting like this. Your left hand knows your right hand's up here. I promise you, it knows that. And so he's saying, so be so secret that one hand doesn't even share with the other hand what's going on. That's how secret. And he said, if you'll get away from the them and just become me and you, then here's what happened. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee. How? In secret? No, openly, in front of them. If you do things to be seen of men, you got your reward of the same them that you are. But when you do things for other people and you do it right in the sight of God, then God was, man, he's so blessed. Wow, I wonder how God seems to favor it. Everybody will see it. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not do as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, which was gathering places, and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast even shut the door, that's how secret it must be. Pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions. Let me tell you, you need to listen to yourself pray. You need to listen to yourself pray. Because what can happen, something that's not vain can become vain by keep saying it over and over and over and over and over and over, because it loses its meaning. As the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. I'm preaching as I close, no longer one of them. For your Father which knoweth what things ye have need of. Oh yeah, there was that scripture. Before you ask. So why don't we spend... Y'all come tonight. I'd like to sing that, Enter into His Gates with Thanksgiving. If you can sing that one, I like that. Why do we spend 95% of our time, as I mentioned the other day, asking and 5% praising, instead of 95% praising and 5% asking? Because He already knows what you need before you even say it. It's not that you shouldn't say it, but that if you keep saying it, you're not praising Him by saying it. What you need. For after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Here's how you're supposed to pray. Now watch. This is so simple. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. I'm already worshiping. I'm already reverencing him, because there's no other name. See, when you say that, go to other scriptures. No other name given among heaven whereby we must be saved. And begin to thank him for the name of Jesus. Amen. And begin to worship him when you start your prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Let me tell you, God's will is always done in heaven. He said, let your will, Lord, He said, whatever your will is up there, let it be down here. And then he said this thing where it gets to the carnal part, okay? Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our house, our daily house. Give us our car. Give us our land. Give us our money. Give us our paycheck. Give us our job. Give us our chair. Give us our cell phone. What about my cable TV they cut off? No. Bread. Enough to last today. Because every one of you is rich compared to other people in other countries, in some other country. Every one of you. And we say, boy, I just don't have enough. Well, go talk to them. Go talk to them. And then he gets to our soul and he says, Lord, I'm not perfect. So forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors, our trespasses. This is a cleansing of the flesh. And I want to stay clean. So Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Here we're going to worship again on our way out. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. That's worship, my friend. Amen. Hallelujah. No wonder David said it this way. I will enter into your gates saying, I need a healing. I need a new car. No. I'll enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Why don't we stand tonight? Let's sing that old song and try to keep that in your mind and get out of that carnal thinking. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to understand I'm not a sheriff. I'm not even a monitor. The best person to catch you is you. The best person to catch you with vain repetition and not doing what's been preached tonight is you. I have to catch myself. I said, stop that. And get back on track. Because we're flesh and we want the things of the flesh. But I read a scripture, if any man love the world and the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Amen. Lord bless you. God bless you tonight. We ask you, Lord, to put your blessings upon each and every one of us. We're thankful, Lord, that you brought us out from where we were into your marvelous light. And Lord, we understand that there are a lot of people that are being healed, and there are a lot of people that are being saved. But Lord, we don't want to be one of the nine. Lord, I'm thankful that they got healed, but Lord, I want to be not like them. I want to be like him, the one that turned around and went back and worshiped you, God, with the same magnitude as he did when he had a need. We ask you, Lord, to bring this church, Lord, to the place in each one of us to where it's a personal relationship between us and you, Lord, at all times. And I know, God, you've been, I believe, Lord, everyone here is blessed of God in every way. And help us, Lord, to continually to thank you for the things you've already done and advance of the things you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Take that teaching home with you and let's all work on it.